From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Today is the Martin Luther King holiday, a time each year when students learn about the civil rights leader's legacy. But you wonder, how well is that legacy received in schools where there are racial tensions? Last month, at South Los Angeles Area New High School Number 1, that's the actual name, there were 2 days of fighting between black and Latino students. The students call their school Santee High. They are 92% Latino, 7% African American. We asked Youth Radio's Jennifer Obakume to visit the school, and she has this report.
I'm not going to try to tell you about race relations at Santee High School. Instead, I'm going to let you eavesdrop on a hallway conversation between Tilsa Umpierre, a half-black, half-Latina sophomore, and Jennifer Morales, a Latina. Listen closely. It doesn't end the way you'd expect.
I'm not trying to say nothing racist or anything, but there's a lot of black girls that if you go past them and they charge into you, they start talking to you like, well, excuse me, you know, they start getting their attitude.
I don't think it's like that. It's because people don't say, excuse me, I'm sorry, my bad, something. Maybe we won't get all...
But at some point, it's like, why are you going to go ahead and say excuse me? You're not even saying excuse me as well when you bump into somebody else.
Right. That's true.
See what I mean? Not every simple disagreement on race turns into a riot. The race thing isn't that cut and dry. Now let me take you someplace else that might surprise you. The African American Studies class. It's full of Latino kids, except for a few African Americans. Teacher Jose Lara is not African American, but he's good at making links to Latinos in his lectures. He does the same thing with teaching about Martin Luther King.
It's important to teach in our schools the legacy of MLK Jr. because we still live in a racist society, unfortunately, and we still have to continue. His dream, his struggle should continue on, along with Malcolm X's, Marcus Garvey, Rodolfo Gonzalez, among others.
Some students might wonder, why teach African American studies at all in a school full of Latinos? But Mr. Lara's approach is to teach black history as brown history, so students feel like Martin Luther King Day is for everyone, not just African Americans. Jennifer Morales says students have been talking about King's teachings since the fights broke out.
He went out to get the point that we should all be together, and for us to have a riot like that is like just making him look pretty bad.
After the riots here a few weeks ago, students organized a Peace and Unity Week that included an assembly. And of course, Mr. Lara took another opportunity to bring in African American studies.
And we talked about the connections between black and brown in South Central community. And not just about the tensions, but also the historical context of how our histories are very similar.
Similar histories may be one thing, but dealing with day-to-day realities is another. Even Tilsa, who we met earlier in the hallway, says King's teachings still apply now, up to a point.
I think peaceful resistance is good, but if you gotta get violent then to get your point across, then that's what you gotta do. You do what you gotta do.
But another fight is the last thing many students say they want to deal with. Just ask Alicia Presley. She credits Martin Luther King for the days the school is peaceful.
Because if it wasn't for him, the Latinos and the blacks, we wouldn't be in the school today. We'll be racially divided. And it'll just be Armageddon.
Well, Armageddon is probably an exaggeration. Like I said, I'm not here to give you final answers about race relations at Santee High. That's a complicated subject, and a lesson to continue another day.
Please put your books away. Those of you who aren't done.
For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Obakume.
Jennifer's story was produced by Youth Radio. Day-to-Day returns in a moment.